other praise or prayer concerns? Let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promise to hear our prayers, for your willingness to listen, for your willingness to reply, for your concern, for your desire to know our troubles and our victories, our joys and our sorrows. Father God, we thank you that you care. That you care enough to save the world, that you care enough to have made the world, that you care enough to be with us, that you care enough to know us, that you care enough to know what's in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. Father God, we thank you for Jason and his new house, and we ask for peace and rest and comfort in this new place. Be with his family and his extended family, and for all of them that have health concerns, Father God, we ask for health and healing and strength. For Janice, as she struggles with an ex-husband who has been violent in the past, Father God, we ask for peace, for comfort, for safety, for protection, that she may be wrapped around with a hedge of protection and that no evil may be able to befall her. Father God, we thank you for having Bubba back. Glad he's healthy. We appreciate the work that he does for our church. We ask you for traveling mercies for Michael and for all of those families who are out chasing the baseball game. Father God, we thank you for the sports that enrich our lives and for the good sportsmanship that our children learn. Father, be with them and with the families that share that time with them, that they may have a wonderful fellowship and learn wonderful lessons. Father God, for the stand down who reaches out to the veterans and especially the homeless veterans, we thank you, Lord, and we ask you to continue to reach out to those people to find them solutions to their housing problems and their health problems and their troubles. Because they have served their country, we seek to help them, to serve them, just as we seek to serve you, Lord. For Donnie Abbott, who has completed his chemo but who has lost weight and has lost strength, Father God, we ask you to heal him, to strengthen him, to return him to full health, if it be your will, Lord, that we may know that you are the great physician, the great healer, and the great power in our world. Father God, we thank you for the healing of Travis' sister, that she is better. We ask for healing for relationships, especially for Britt and Israel, that they may have a healthy and happy and loving and caring and respectful relationship with each other. For all those unspoken prayers that we cannot say, that we cannot speak, that we don't know how to share or don't understand what to do, Father God, touch our lives and hearts. Know us, help us, enlighten us, fulfill our needs, that we may be your people. Father God, we ask you to be with David as he goes into chemo and with Rodney Revel as he struggles with a blood disease in the intensive care unit. Father, we thank you for the lessons of our women's group, and we ask you to be with Sandra as she struggles to return love for hate, to return goodness for evil, to be more like your son who was willing to give his life that we might have life, was willing to return sacrifice when he was asked to give his life. Father God, be with Tina and Charlie in North Carolina and help them in their transition, and be with all of those who are in need, Lord, that they may find ways to fulfill their need and that we may find ways to help to fulfill their needs as well. We thank you, Lord, for all of those who could be here this morning. And for those who could not, Father God, we ask you to bring them back to us hale and healthy and hearty, strong and powerful in their love for you. And so we pray the prayer that your Son taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.